Peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
愿神的平安跟各位弟兄姐妹同在。
This morning, the topic for mutual encouragement is delight yourself in the Lord.
那今天我们要跟大家分享的题目是以神为乐。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 37.
我们来翻开诗篇第三十七篇。
Psalm chapter 37.
诗篇第三十七篇。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Psalm 37, verse 4.
诗篇第三十七篇第四节。
Please read. Please read.
要以耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
Here is the experience of Psalmist David.
那这里是诗人大卫他的一个体验。
In his whole life, he has received a lot of blessing from God.
那在他一生当中，他领受了神，从神来的许多祝福。
In his life, there was up and down.
那虽然在他生活里有，起起落落。
Sometimes he faced difficulties.
那有时候他会遇到困难。
Sometimes his life is smooth sailing.
那有时候他的生活很顺利。
But no matter what,
但无论如何，
the grace of God is always with him.
神的恩典总是与他同在。
Then people may ask why he's always received God's grace so much.
那人也许会问说，为什么他能够总是领受到神的祝福呢？
Does the Lord only love him and give him favoritism over others?
是不是因为神只爱他？那神，喜欢他多于其他人呢？
Actually, God loves everybody.
其实神他是爱每一位。
If you do the things David did, then you also be blessed.
那如果我们能够按照大卫所做的，那我们也会得到神来的恩典。
Now David here shared the secrets of his life, why he is so blessed by God.
那这里大卫他分享了为什么他在他一生当中他得到神来的祝福。
Here he says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desire of your heart.
这里说到又要以神为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
Here mentioned about two things.
这里提到了两件事。
First, you must delight yourself in the Lord.
第一就是你要以神为乐。
And then secondly, after you do this, God will give you the desire of your heart.
那第二就是当我们这样做了之后，神就将我们心里所求的赐给我们。
Sometimes when we come to seek God, we have different attitude or different things in our mind.
那有时候我们来追求神的时候，我们心里的会因为不同的原因来追求神。
You ask people why do they seek God?
那我们会问一些人说，为什么你要来追求这个信仰呢？
How do they pray?
那为什么我们要祷告呢？
Why do they come for service?
为什么我们要来聚会呢？
They will say, well, I come to seek God because I want blessing from God.
那也许有人会回答说，我来追求神，因为我想要从神那边得到恩典。
This is true, when we seek God, we'll be blessed by God.
这是真的，当我们来追求神的时候，神会祝福我们。
But sometimes our concept is not very correct.
可是有时候我们这个
观念
不是正确的。
Sometimes we equate God the same as his blessing.
那有时候我们把神，就等于为就是从他来的祝福。
We think that, oh, all I want is God's blessing. If I have God's blessing, this means I have God.
那我们会觉得说，当我们有了神的祝福之后，就代表我们拥有神。
That's why when we hear brother and sister, when we hear testimony, we always say, oh, no, God give me this and God bless me that. Wow, I'm really happy. I have God already.
那这就是为什么有时候我们会听到一些见证，弟兄姐妹分享说，神很爱我，因为我从他那边得到许多祝福。
But here David reminds us one thing.
可是这里大卫他记得了一件事。
Why he is so blessed?
为什么他得到神那么多的祝福呢？
It's not because he always wants things from God.
并不是因为他常常只想从神那里得到什么。
But rather he's focused on God himself.
可是 他做的却是把神，他把他的重心全部都放在神上了。
So let's just think about one person in your life which matters you the most.
那所以我们大家可以来想一想，在我们生命里对我们最重要的那一位是谁？
The one you love the most.
哪一位是我们最爱的呢？
I think everybody would have someone important in your mind.
那我想在我们的心里，我们都会想到某一位。
When you think about that person,
当你想到这个人的时候，
What is your feeling?
你感觉到什么？
When you think about that person matter you the most,
当你想到这一位对你最重要的人的时候，
Even you think about him or her, you just feel happy.
那当你想到这一位人的时候，你一想到他，你就觉得很开心。
You're not focused on, oh, what did he give me?
那你不会想到说这个人他到底给了我什么？
What gifts did he ever give me?
那这个人他以前给过我什么种礼物？
What he has given you is not that important anymore.
因为他给你的东西其实并不是那么重要。
But that person is more important than his gift.
他这位人比他给你的礼物更重要。
So that's why David here mentioned.
所以这边大卫他就说到
，If you focus on God Himself.
如果你把你的重心放在神上
，If you delighted just because you love Him.
如果你以神为乐，因为你爱他
，And then you don't have to worry the rest of your life. He'll just provide the desire of your heart to you.
那这样子的话，你就不用再为你的生命来忧虑，因为他必将你心里所求的赐给你。
The desire of your heart are physical things.
那在我们心里所求的，也许是物质上的东西。
But God is invisible and spiritual.
可是神他本身是眼睛不能看到的，而且他是属灵的。
So what does it mean?To delight yourself in the Lord.
以神为乐是什么意思呢
？We can share a few points.
我们可以来分享几点。
First, God is spirit.
那第一就是神是灵。
Delight yourself in the Lord. That means you delight in the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
所以以神为乐就代表说我们要以能够在圣灵的充满来得到喜乐。
Let's turn to John chapter 4, verse 24.
我们来翻开约翰福音第四章第二十四节。
John chapter 4, verse 24.
约翰福音第四章第二十四节
John 4:24 tells us God is spirit. Those who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth.
在这里，圣经告诉我们说，神是个灵，那所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
In the whole world, many different people, nations, they try to find God and try to worship God.
在这世界上，有许多不同种族的人，他们试着要来寻找神。
They try to make many gods.
他们也这样的创造造了许多不同的神。
Mountains, animal, a natural phenomenon, even star or suns.
那人可以拜山，跟拜动物，跟许多其他东西。
But the Bible tells us God is spirit that you don't see.Him with your naked eyes.
可是圣经告诉我们说神是个灵，所以我们用我们肉眼看不见。
Because we are on different level.
因为我们是在不同层次。
If you use this physical eye try to see God, you'll never be able to see God.
如果我们试着要用我们肉体的眼睛来看到神的话，我们永远都看不到他。
If you say show me God and I believe Him, then you'll never be able to believe Him.
如果我们说你把神给我看，我才相信，那我们永远都不可能相信。
Because God is spirit.
因为神是个灵。
That is His nature, His essence.
那这就是他的本质。
So how do we experience God?
所以我们要怎么样来体验神呢
？If God is spirit, then you must use your spirit to try to connect with Him.
如果神是个灵的话，我们必须也要用我们的心灵来与他来相交。
If your spirit is not there,
如果我们的灵不在那边
，If you never use your spirit, try to understand God and experience God.
如果我们不用我们的心灵来体验神，来了解神
，You'll never be able to understand Him.
那我们就永远不能够了解他。
But if you come here, come to God using your spirit.
可是我们当我们来这边来认识神的时候，我们要用我们的心灵。
And with God's spirit, touch your spirit.
那当神的灵感动了我们的心灵
，And that joy can never be compared.
那这种喜乐，我们是没有什么事情能够跟他比的。
Let's look at the first time when the Holy Spirit came.
那我们来看看圣灵第一次降下的时候。
The day of Pentecost during Acts chapter 2.
在使徒行传第二章，在五旬节的时候。
Acts chapter 2 verse 16.
使徒行传第二章第十六节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 16.
使徒行传第二章第十六节。这正是先知约珥所说的。
17
节，神说：“在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。你们的儿女要说预言，你们的少年人要见异象，老年人要做异梦。”
Here is the prophecy about the coming of the Holy Spirit.
这是有关于圣灵要降临的一个预言。
He said, "On the day of the Lord, the end time will come."
这里说，神说在末后的日子。
And then God pour down His Spirit to everyone who has flesh.
那神要将他的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
Everyone will receive the Holy Spirit.
那每一个人都会受圣灵。
Not happened before, but on the day that God promised.
那这之前是没有发生的，可是在神预定的那一天会发生。
So that's why in the whole Old Testament.
所以在旧约里面。
The people did not receive the Holy Spirit.
这些人民他们没有得到圣灵。
They were touched by God.They were touched by the Spirit of God.
他们会被神感动，会被神的灵感动。
They were moved by God to do some work.
神的灵会感动他们来做一些事情。
To say a prophecy.
说一些预言。
But they will never receive the downpour of the Spirit.
可是他们并没有领受这个神浇灌的灵。
Only until the day of Pentecost.
直到这五旬节这一天。
The Holy Spirit downpour.
那圣灵就降下。
They speak in tongues so powerfully.
那他们就说，
灵言，很有能力的，
然后很有能力。
So this is the promised Holy Spirit.
这就是神他应许的圣灵。
Must be speaking in tongue as a proof.
我们要说灵言，那这是其中的一个。
So that's why Peter stood up and explained to the people, "We speak in tongue. This fulfill the prophecy."
那所以彼得他最后也站出来做见证，说我们说灵言，那这就是应验了神的应许。
And after Peter quoted the book of Joel.
那之后彼得他也用了约珥书的这一段话。
And then he said,
那他说
verse 26,
第二十六节
verse 26,
二十六节，所以我心里欢喜，我的灵快乐，并且我的肉身要安居在指望中。
No, Peter related these two things together.
那所以彼得在这边他把这两件事连在一起。
Receive the Holy Spirit, fill the Holy Spirit.
当你领受圣灵，你圣灵充满。
And then your heartwill be so joyful. Your spirit will be so happy.
那这样子的时候，你的心灵就会欢喜，你的灵会快乐。
And then your flesh will live in peace.
然后肉身要安居在指望中。
Now, brother and sister, sometimes we think about your life. You lack nothing.
所以，弟兄姐妹们，我们常常来想我们自己的生活，我们并不缺乏什么。
Even though in the society of Toronto or Canada, many people, we don't lack any basics.
那住在多伦多这个地方，我们不会缺少任何一些我们需要的。
Even you lack something, government will provide you.
那就算我们缺乏了什么，这个政府也会替我们安排。
But Canada is a very good society.
所以加拿大是一个非常好的一个社会。
But in Canada, there are many people who are not happy.
可是在加拿大却有许多人他们是不喜乐的。
There are a lot of things people can do to make themselves happy.
那其实有很多事情是人可以去做，让他们更欢喜。
You can go shopping.
你可以去逛街。
You open the TV, there's 60 channels, 120 channels.
那你一打开电视就有许多的频道。
And you open the computer, there's endless things you can see and watch.
那你打开你的电脑有许多东西你可以来读来看。
There's so many things that can keep people, try to keep people happy.
那所以有许多事情可以试着来让人更喜乐。
But those happiness is very short-lived.
这种欢乐是非常短暂的。
In Canada, actually, many people are not very happy.
所以在加拿大，其实很多人他们是不喜乐的。
Many people are depressed. You just don't know.
许多人他们很忧虑。虽然我们也
忧郁，
那我们也许看不见。
They suffer from depression.
他们也有忧郁症。
Many people try to kill themselves.
那有一些人他们试着要伤害自己。
Why? You must ask why.
那我们就要问说为什么呢？
People have nice house, nice car, have food, have family.
那有些人他们有很好的房子，很好的车子，他们有食物跟衣服可以穿。
But their heart is not satisfied.
可是他们的心却不能够满足。
This is to tell us, if you delight yourself in the world, then at the end, your happiness will go away.
那所以就是告诉我们说，如果我们只是以世界上的事情为乐的话，那最后这喜乐都会离我们。
After a while, you do certain things, you get bored.
因为我们重复做这些事情之后，我们就觉得很无聊。
A while ago, my hobby is try to take some pictures, quite fun.
那这之前，我其中一个我喜欢做的事情就是来拍照。
But after a while, get boring about it.
可是我这样子过了一段时间，我就觉得这也蛮无聊的。
Every hobby you try to delight yourself at the end, you find it's not so special.
那很多这种兴趣，我们做了很久一段时间之后，我们就觉得其实也蛮无聊的。
Why? Because your spirit is not touched.
为什么呢？因为我们的心灵没有被他来感动。
Who, what can make you truly joyful?
所以是什么东西可以让我们真正的体验喜乐呢？
When God's spirit touch your spirit.
当神的灵跟我们的灵感动了我们的心灵。
He tell us when the Holy Spirit downpour on you.
这里告诉我们说，当圣灵降下浇灌在我们身上的时候。
And then your heart will be so joyful.
那我们的心就会欢喜。
Brother and sister, most of us has received the Holy Spirit.
那弟兄姐妹，我们大部分的人都有领受圣灵。
I think you can still recall the first day you received Holy Spirit.
那我们可以回想来看看我们第一次领受圣灵的那一天。
Many people will have very dramatic experience.
那有许多人他们有非常特别的体验。
Many people feel they are very touched.
那有许多人他们很感动。
They are very happy.
他们很喜乐。
Even the tears.Come down from the eyes.
那他们甚至会流泪。
Why? Why would this happen?
为什么会发生这件事情?
Because God's spirit touched your spirit.
因为神的灵感动了他们的灵。
But after a while, we don't pray so much.
可是过了一段时间，也许我们就不怎么祷告。
We don't pray a lot.
我们不常祷告。
So sometimes we even feel lazy when praying.
有时候我们很懒惰，我们不想要祷告。
So when we kneel down, we think the time's just like forever.
那我们跪下祷告的时候，我们觉得时间很长。
Even 5 minutes is too long.
那就算是五分钟，我们也觉得很长。
Why?
为什么?
Because when you are far from God,
为什么？因为我们离神很远。
But if you once again you draw close to God，
可是如果我们再次能够亲近神
，Free of the Holy Spirit，
那神的灵来感动我们。
And the joy in your heart you cannot compare。
那这样我们心里感受的这喜乐是没有事情能够比的。
Last month during the NATS in Toronto here。
那上个月我们在多伦多有成人神训班。
There were about 40 adults who joined the NATS。
那大概有40位的成人他们来参加这个活动。
Some of them are seniors。
那有很多人他们是很年长的。
The oldest one come from Edmonton, more than 70 some years old。
那最年长的那一位他是从爱明顿教会来，那他大概有70几岁。
There was a preacher come from Taiwan to help us.
那有一位从台湾来的传道来帮我们。
He looked at our schedule. He asked.
那看他看我们的安排表，他就问说
，Wow, your prayer schedule is so long.
他说，这祷告会时间很长。
Wow, more than half an hour.
比半个钟头更久。
Afternoon prayer half an hour.
那在下午也有一个半个钟头祷告。
He's quite surprised. Wow, the prayer is so long. This mean he's indicating. This mean can the old people, can the senior manage the schedule?
那他看了很惊讶，他想说这些年长的信徒他们能够来承受得住吗
？But after the 1 week，
可是过了一个礼拜之后
，Even though the body is tired，
虽然大家身体也都很累
，But you look at all the participants，
可是如果你看每一位参加的信徒
，Every time they kneel down to pray，
他们每一次跪下祷告
，They're so filled by the Holy Spirit，
他们就被圣灵充满。
At the beginning, they feel twenty minutes or 25 minutes is very long。
一开始他们觉得20分钟很长
，But when you feel the Holy Spirit，
可是当你被圣灵充满的时候
，Some members even told me it just feel like 5 minutes。
那有些信徒告诉我说，感觉就像5分钟一样。
They told me the happiest moment I joined the seminar is when I pray and feel by the Spirit。
那他们也跟我分享说，在这神训班最快的时候，就是他们跪下祷告被圣灵充满的时候。
Really, brother and sister, why sometimes our heart lack joy in our life？
弟兄姐妹们，为什么我们常常心里面没有喜乐呢
？Because our spirit is quite far from God's。
因为我们的心灵离神的灵非常的远。
We don't have time to talk to God。
我们没有时间来跟神说话。
We don't have time to let God to fill us。
我们也没有时间来让神的灵来感动我们。
That's why we feel so tired。
这就是为什么我们常常觉得很疲倦。
But God is spirit。
可是神是个灵。
If you want to delight yourself in God。
如果我们要以神为乐
，You delight yourself in prayer and fullness of the Spirit。
我们就要以祷告以及圣灵的充满来为以为乐。
And then you find your life, your faith will be different。
那我们这样做的话，我们就会发现我们的生命是不一样的。
This is very important。
这非常重要。
Secondly，
第二点
，delight yourself in the law。
来以神为乐。
What does it mean？
这是什么意思
？The law, the God, the Bible tells us God is the Word. The Word is God。
圣经告诉我们说神就是神是道。
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
我们来读约翰福音第一章。
Chapter 1 verse 1.
约翰福音第一章第一节。
John chapter 1 verse 1.
约翰福音第一章第一节。
In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
Here tell us in the spiritual realm.What is the difference?
这里告诉我们说，在属灵的境界里面有什么不一样呢
？Than the physical world，
跟这个世界来相比的话
，Before the existence of the physical world，
在这世界还没有成型之前
，This means before the everything else. This is called the beginning.
在一切都还没有发生之前、就是、
，Already there was the word.
太初就一开始的时候就有道。
The Word was with God.
那道与神同在。
And then the Word was God.
那道就是神。
What does it mean, the Word?
道是什么呢
？The teaching, the saying.
道就是这些教导。
The principle.
这些原则。
You may not see God physically.
也许我们眼睛看不到神。
For example, you sit here, you don't see God, right?
譬如说，我们现在坐在这里，我们看不见神。
But the Bible tells us the Word was God.
可是圣经告诉我们说，道就是神。
That means if you delight in the Word of God.You just delight in God.
这就告诉我们说，当我们以神的道为乐的话，我们就能够以神为乐。
This is a very, very important direction that we should seek.
这是一个很重要的方向，我们要朝这方面努力。
Sometimes we look at some young people when some certain novel came out or comics, right? When they have it on their hand, they really like the whole person immersed into it.
那我们有时候会看到一些年轻人，当他们买了一本新的书或漫画的时候，他们就会很认真的读它。
Just like few years ago when Harry Potter the novel came out, you know the Harry Potter really thicker than the Bible.
那就像前几年
Harry Potter。
Harry Potter 这个书出来的时候，很多年轻人都很喜欢读它。
它比圣经还厚啊！
而且它比圣经还厚。
I look at one little girl in the church back in Vancouver。
那我在温哥华的时候有一个姐妹，
小姐妹，
小姐妹。
Glasses already that thick already.
她的眼镜已经很厚了。
I saw her when come to church, bring a little Bible. I thought this is really thick Bible. I said, "Hey, good girl. Actually, it's a Harry Potter."
那我看她带一本很厚的书来教会，我们想说，哦，她读圣经那么认真。
Even in the church, she was reading Harry Potter.
可是她却带了哈利波特来，然后。
When the new Harry Potter came out, 2 nights she finished.
那当新的哈利波特出来的时候，他又买了。
She read so fast and know every character. What happened in the novel?
那很快就把他们读完，然后他也知道里面所有的角色。
Why?
为什么？
Because she's really delighted in reading the story.
因为他很喜欢读那些故事。
Her heart is really captivated by the inside.
那他的心已经就融入了这故事里面。
Of course, it's only a novel.
虽然说这只是一本小说。
A novel is not going to change your life.
那小说却不能改变我们的生命。
It's just for fun and kill some time.
这只是我们喜欢去读它，然后有时候我们可以来来使用这些时间。
But if you try to change the direction in your life,
可是如果我们试着要改变我们生命的方
向 if you really want joy,
如果我们真的想要体验喜乐
you try to read the Bible.
那我们就要试着来读圣经。
Not only read the Bible, but you think the Bible is your delight, is something that you really enjoy. Then your life is different.
不只要来读圣经，而且我们要以这圣经里面的道理来为乐。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 119.
我们来读诗篇第119篇。
Psalm chapter 119.
诗篇119篇。
Verse 16.
第16节。
Psalm 119, verse 16.
诗篇第119篇第16节。我要在你的律例中自乐，我不忘记你的话。
Here tell us, I delight in your ordinance.
这里告诉我们说，我要在你的律例中自乐。
Sometimes we think about God's word.
有时候我们想神的话。
What role does it play in your life?
那在他的话在我们生命中是什么样的角色呢
？For the summers, he wrote it 119. It's the longest chapter in the Bible.
那这写这一篇诗篇的人，他写了圣经里面最长的一个诗篇。
And、this is 176 verses totally.
那总共有176节。
This is a so-called alphabetical psalms. In Chinese, we don't see it, but in Hebrew, it really starts from the first letter and ending with the last letter. It's just going on and on.
如果是用希伯来文来读这一个诗篇的话，我们就会发现说，它每一段是由字母的顺序来。
So he can describe the word of God in many different ways.
所以他用不同的字来形容神的话语。
One of the things he described God's word is, I really enjoy myself in the word of God.
那所以有一方面，他来形容神的道，就是他在神的律例中可以快乐。
Sometimes you look at the young children, right? When they do something they like, they really enjoy it. They forget time.
那我们常看到一些小孩子，他们做他们喜欢事情的时候，他们就会忘记时间。
For example, when children they play Lego, they bought a new box of Lego. Wow, they just open the box, spend 3 hours, don't want to eat, and just want to finish the Lego.
譬如说小朋友他们买新乐高玩具的时候他们就会花很久的时间来玩也不用吃饭
Or young people play video game Wow, I can spend hours on it
或者是年轻人他们玩电动玩具的游戏的时候他们也可以玩很久、
But for the summers, he said, My delight is in God's word
可是诗人这里告诉我们说他要在神的律例中自乐
Why?
为什么
Because God's word can give me strength
因为神的话能够给他力量
Give me hope
能够给他希望
Give me direction
给他一个方向
So that's why we have to learn from the psalmist
这是为什么我们也要跟这个诗人来学习
Sometimes when you just have time you think about Oh, what is the word of God trying to teach us
那有时候我们有时间的话我们要常常来思想神的话他要教导我们什么
There was a sister
有一位姐妹
Who faced a very difficult situation in her life
她遇到在她生命里她遇到一件非常困难的事情
She's a lot of stressShe had a lot of stress.
她压力很大。
She doesn't know what to do in her life.
那她不知道她在生命里她要做什么。
Because in the workplace, in her environment, she's really having come some crisis.
因为在她的工作里面，她遇到了一个非常大的困难。
But she doesn't know what to do.
那所以她不知道怎么做。
But when she got home, as her daily routine.
那她回家之后，她每一天有个习惯。
She just opened the Bible.
她就会打开圣经。
Every day she has to read some chapters.
那每一天她都会读几章。
And she turned out.It turned out that on that day, she's reading 100, chapter 118 of Psalms.
刚好有一天他就读到这诗篇第119篇。
118篇。118 verse 5.
第五节。
Psalm 118 verse 5.
诗篇118篇第五节。
Please read.
我在极难中求告耶和华，他就应允我，把我安置在宽阔之地。
Verse 6.
第六节，有耶和华帮助我，我必不惧怕，人能把我怎么样呢？
When she read this, she's greatly comforted.
那她当读到这节的时候，她就得了安慰。
In distress, when I call upon God, he'll answer me.
在极难中求告耶和华，他就应允我。
So now I have problems, I should pray more.
所以我现在遇到了困难，所以我要常常来祷告。
And then verse 6 tell her.
那第六节又告诉他。
The Lord will help me.
神会帮助我。
What can man do to me?
那人能把我怎么样呢？
Wow, this is a very comforting Bible verse.
那这是一个充满安慰的一个经节。
Because in her workplace, somebody tried to set her up, set a trap for her, and then try to talk bad things about her.
因为在他工作的里面有他的同事试着要欺负他。
So you know, in workplace, there's a lot of politics.
那我们知道在工作里我们常会遇到类似的问题。
Sometimes you foot on a step on a trap and you're done.
那有时候别人会有一些陷阱给我们，那我们进去之后我们就出不来了。
But when she read about this,
可是当他读到这节的时候
if the Lord is helping me, I should not fear.
如果有神帮助我，我必不惧怕。
What can man do to me?
人能把我怎么样
呢？The most important thing is God's help me.
所以最重要的就是神他在那边可以帮助我。
I just do my duty.
那我只要尽我的本分去做。
And then everything taken care by God.
那神他就会照顾所有的一切。
So she pray about this.
所以他就为这件事情祷告。
And then miraculous things happen.
然后后来就很奇妙的事情发生。
No, during the meeting, no, some called to try to attack her and try to set her up.
那他在他们开会议的时候，有一位他的同事试着要欺负他。
But God moved another manager from another department.
那后来他就神就
神感动，
神感动了一个主任来帮从另外一个 部门来帮他。
Speak for her in the meeting.
然后这一个主任就在这个会议当中替他讲话。
Oh, and then the big boss understand. Okay, it's not as what other people describe.
那他们经理就了解说，哦，她这个姐妹其实不是那么坏的人。
Oh, actually, she's a good person.
她其实是一个很好的人。
Another manager recommend her.
然后，所以她也就
Another manager because another manager tried to help her.
然后后来又一位她的上司要来帮她。
So things just settle.
所以后来事情就解决了。
Not because herself tried to do something.
并不是因为她试着要来做什么事情。
But because God helped her.
可是因为神帮助她。
So, Bible really gives us strength.
所以这里可以告诉我们说，圣经话可以给我们力量。
If you delight yourself in the word of God,
如果我们以神的道为乐，
you will always be joyful.
那我们永远都可以体验这个喜乐。
Sometimes when I read the Bible,
有时候我在读经的时候，
I'm very happy.
我会觉得很喜乐。
When I understand something from God, I'm very happy.
当我从圣经能够了解神的事情的时候，我觉得很喜乐。
Sometimes when I drive,
当我在开车的时候，
I sing along with the hymns.
我常会唱诗歌。
My heart feels so joyful.
那我的心也会觉得很喜乐。
This is my personal experience.
那这是我自己的体验。
The more you think about God's word in your life,
可是当我们在生命中，我们能越常来想神的话语的时候，
the more you are happy,
我们就在神里面会更喜乐。
The third point.
第三点。
What does it mean delight yourself in the Lord?
就以神为乐有什么意思呢？
The church is the body of Christ.
教会就是神的身，就基督的身体。
So if you delight yourself in the church,
所以如果我们以教会为乐的话，
you delight yourself in the Lord.
你就是以神为乐。
Let's turn to Psalm 122.
我们来读诗篇第122篇。
Psalm 122 verse 1.
诗篇第122篇第一节。
Psalm 122 verse 1.
诗篇第122篇第一节。
Please read.
人对我说，我们往耶和华的殿去，我就欢喜。
Well, this is the Psalm of David again.
这又是大卫写的诗。
This is a song of ascent.
这是一个上行之诗。
This means when they go to Jerusalem every year,to worship God, they sing this kind of psalms.
这就代表说，每一年他们要上耶路撒冷的时候，他们就会唱这首诗。
For a Jewish adult man, at least once a year, should go to Jerusalem.
那对犹太人的成年的男人来说，他们每一年都要去耶路撒冷。
Even you live very far, but you have to make at least once a year journey.
那就算你住得很远，你每一年至少要去一次。
Because you have to bring your offering to God.
因为你要把你的祭物来带给神。
So sometimes the journey is very costly, It's very expensive and also take a lot of time.
那所以这段路程有时候会花你许多的时间和钱，然后有时候是很累的一段路。
So when you're on the journey, what are you thinking?
那所以你在走这段旅程的时候，你心里要想什么呢？
You know, different people have different thinking, of course.
那每一个人有自己的办法。
Some people may think, wow, this is too long the journey, right?
有些人会想说，哦，这段路程太长了。
Oh, it costs too much money.
那就要花好多的钱。
I have to stop working for 1 week.
那我一个礼拜要停止我的工作。
How much money have I lost?
那我这样子，我失去更多钱。
In today's term,
以今天来讲
，I think okay, I go to church, I spend the money on gas.
那譬如说，我们可以想说，我们要开车来教会，那这个油钱很贵。
哇 ，this is doesn't really worth it.
那其实这不是很值得。
But I have to come.
但是我一定要来。
Because this is a command, right?
因为这是神的一个命令。
If you think like this,
如果你是这样想的话
，even you come, your heart.It's not very acceptable.
那就算你来这边，你的心也不会被神来接受。
Just like when you see a friend.
就像你看到一位朋友。
You make an appointment to see him or her.
那你就跟他约好了要一起见面。
When you sit down.
那你坐下来。
You just tell him, oh, really, yo, you know, really, I really don't want to come, but I have to come.
那你跟他讲说，我其实真的不想要来见你，可是我必须要来。
How would the friend think?
那这样你的朋友会怎么想呢？
So of course he'll be disappointed.
那他当然会很失望。
But for David, his attitude towards going to the temple is different.
可是对大卫他来去神的殿这件事，他有一个不同的态
度。He said, when man told me, let us go to the temple of the Lord.
大卫说，人对我说，我们往神耶和华的殿去。
I'm so happy, so joyful.
我就欢喜。
Brother and sister, this morning is a little bit snow, right?
弟兄姐妹，今天早上我们有下一点雪。
Especially the more north you live, the more snow you got.
那当你如果你住越北边的话，你看到雪就越多。
The road is slippery.
那这个路也很滑。
And then a lot of congestion.
那也有很多塞车。
But we really thank God, even today, this kind of weather.
可是我们感谢神，虽然今天天气是这个样子。
Brother and sister come to show up.
可是弟兄姐妹还是来到了教会。
Why?
为什么？
Because you love the Lord.
因为你爱神。
When you love the Lord, there's nothing can stop you.
当你爱神的时候，没有什么事情能够阻挡你。
Because your heart think that I come to church is so much spiritual joy and enjoyment.
因为在心里你会想说，我来到教会，我就在心灵上我得到许多喜乐。
A few weeks ago, I was in U.S.
几个礼拜前我去美国。
I was talking to a brother who worked in the high tech industry.
那我跟一位弟兄在聊天呢，他是在这个高科技的公司上班。
Working in the high tech industry is very stressful.
那我们知道在高科技的公司上班是一件压力很大的事情。
Actually, all work are stressful nowadays.
那当然现在很多不同的工作都
But he told me, the most enjoyment, the best day on the whole week is Sabbath day.
那可是他却告诉我说他一整个星期来讲他最喜乐的那一天就是礼拜六。
Why?
为什么？
I'm coming to church, worship God.
就是安息日他可以来教会来敬拜神。
Listen to God's word, give him strength.
那他觉得听神的话语可以给他力量。
Then sing him together.
那在唱诗。
Serve God together.
来一起来侍奉神。
See brothers and sisters.
来看我们的弟兄姐妹。
Even though the journey is long.
虽然这段路程很长。
This is the most delightful thing that he wants to do.
可是这却是他心里最想要做的一件事。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
我们来看《使徒行传》第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Verse 44. 第44节。Acts 2 verse 44.
使徒行传第二章第四十四节，众信的人都在一处，凡物公用。
45.
四十五节，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
Verse 46.
四十六节，他们天天用心合意、恒切的在店里，且在家中拨饼。存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
This is the fellowship they were having in their earliest members in the church.
在这是找出教会他们怎么样来团契。
What were they doing?
他们在这里做什么呢？
Of course, if you look at this verse, they were just having meal together, breaking bread, and very happy.
那如果我们读这经节，我们就看到说他们就是在家中拨饼，然后存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
Now you ask one question.
那我们就会问一个问题。
What is the difference between you having a very nice meal with your friend, non-believer friend outside, than eating together with brother and sister in church, which the food may not be very high class or very good?
那我们就来想想，当我们与我们外面的朋友吃饭的时候，跟我们在教会里跟弟兄姐妹一起吃饭，吃一些简单的饭菜的时候，这中间有什么不一样呢？
Or even when you are having meal together with a brother and sister outside.
就算我们如果我们是跟教会弟兄姐妹一起在外面吃饭的时候
what are the difference?
跟在教会里有什么不一样呢？
Of course, during the workplace, we have to eat with our colleagues.
当然在我们工作的时候我们会跟我们同事一起吃饭。
What do you talk about?
那在跟他们吃饭的时候你都讲什么？
Of course, you talk about work.
你都会聊工作的事情。
And sometimes I talk about hockey, right?
有时候会讲冰上曲棍球。
This is just a social talk.
那这只是就是一个可以聊天的话题。
Sometimes when you eat with your friends,
然后有时候我们跟朋友吃饭的时候
what do you talk?
我们聊些什么？
If you're a man, you talk about cars or cameras.
那如果是男性的话，就会讲车或者是
or stocks,
或者是股票。
Or your woman talk about clothing or vacation.
那如果是女性的话，就会讲像衣服。
Talk about families.
会讲家庭的事情。
But actually, if you find out.
可是我们都会发觉
When we talk to the friend who don't have the same belief
当我们跟不是跟我们有同样信仰的朋友聊天的时候
Yes, the talk may be nice
也许我们会聊得很开心
But it cannot go very deep
可是我们发觉我们不能够有一个非常
不够深入
不够可以深入那个话题
We're only focusing talking about things in the superficial level in life
因为我们常常在聊的时候只是聊一些表面上的事
It's not easy to open up to.
因为很难跟他们能够聊得很深入
And it's not easy to go into the deep of the heart
也是很难跟他们聊一些心里面的事情
And actually nowadays human problem is the problem of the heart
可是今天这个世界里人的很多问题都是心理的问题
If you only stay in the superficial level you're just wasting time actually
如果我们只是一直在聊表面上物质上的事情的事情的话那
But brother and sister is different
可是跟弟兄姐妹在聊天的时候不一样
We share the same spirit
因为我们是承受同样的一个灵
We share the same God
我们有同一位神
So that's why when we talk, when we share, we can go directly to the soul
所以在让我们聊天的时候我们可以直接进入一些灵里面心灵上的事情
What's the problem you're facing?
比如说就是我们遇到了什么困难
Okay, we can share
那这些事情我们都可以与其他人分享我们可以聊
If you need the guidance, maybe we can share the Bible. What did the Bible teach us?
如果我们需要更多一些带领的话，我们可以来彼此分享圣经里的话。
What have I learned in the sermon?
那或者是我们在聚会里学到了什么
？What have I learned from the Bible?
那我从圣经里学到了什么
？And then you find out, okay, you need prayer. Okay, I pray for you.
那我们这些学到的东西都教了我们说我们要更常祷告。
Oh, you pray for me.
那我们也会说，请你为我祷告。
And you feel too hard and so close.
那这样子，我们就会觉得我们很亲近。
We are close because of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们很亲近，因为神的关系。
Not because of just social gathering.
不是因为我们只是来这边社交。
That is the difference between social gathering outside and church.
所以这就是社交活动跟教会的不同。
The church is not a social gathering.
因为教会不是一个大家社交的地方
The church is a body with life
因为教会是一个身体充满生命的身体
Let's turn to 1 John
我们来翻开约翰一书
1 John chapter 1
约翰一书第一节
1 John chapter 1
约翰一书第一节
Verse 1
第一章约翰一书第一章第一节论到起初出源有的生命之道就是我们所听见所看见亲眼看过亲手摸过的
Here is a described What is the word?
这里在解释这个道是什么
The word of life
这是生命之道
You have heard about it
我们听见
For example, we hear the truth
譬如说我们听到了真理
And then you see it
然后也看见
What does it mean you see it?
看见是什么意思
You see other people receive God's grace
就你看到其他人他们领受了神的恩典
They have problems, they pray, God guide them
那他们遇到困难他们祷告神神就带领他们
So that's why you see it
所以这就为什么我们说看见
And then you touch it
然后你亲手摸过
What does it mean?
这是什么意思
This means you yourself can experience it
这就是代表说我们自己本身也可以有同样的体验
That is the word of life
这个就是生命之道。
So in the church, as a fellowship, we focus on the word of life.
所以在教会里，当我们团契的时候，我们的重点要放在神的道上。
So if we focus on the word of life,
如果我们把重点放在这个生命之道上
，when we talk, when we eat lunch together, when we have fellowship, you feel so satisfied.
那我们在吃饭的时候、聊天的时候，我们就会觉得很满足。
Because you have God as your focus.
因为我们的重心是放在神上面。
So that you delight of coming to church.
这就是为什么我们以来到教会为乐。
Because this is the body of Christ.
因为这就是基督的身体。
Anything has life, you will give you delight.
因为凡有生命的事物都可以带给我们喜乐。
For example.
譬如说
you just buy a little, just a small pot of a little plant.、
譬如说我们买了一个很小的盆栽。
It may only be $5, $10.
也许它只有花了你5块钱或10块钱。
Every day you give a little bit of water.
那每一天你都给它浇水。
I talk to the plant too.、Some people say you have to talk to the plant so it grow up better.
那有些人会说你可以跟这个植物说话，那它就会长越快。
You see the plant grow.
那你就会看它慢慢的在长大。
It has life.
因为他有生命
so happy.
那你看到这样你会觉得很喜乐
When you look at the TV screen look at your iPad or computer you won't feel so happy、right?
那如果你只是一直盯着你的电脑你的 iPad 看的话你不会觉得很喜乐
Anything have life will give you joy
因为有生命的东西才可以给你真正的喜乐
The church is filled with the life of God
那这教会就充满了神的生命
Verse 3
第三节我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子基督、耶稣基督相交的。
Verse 4.
第四节，我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
Verse 3 mentioned about two fellowships.
这里第三节提到了两个不同的相交。
相交means 团契。
相交团契。
Okay, so this is very important.
那这其实很重要。
How can you have true joy?
那我们要怎么样得到这真正的喜乐呢
have fellowship with God.
我们必须要先与耶稣基督相交
That's why we have to pray.
这就是为什么我们要祷告
Filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们要被圣灵充满
And then you have fellowship with brother and sister.
然后之后我们也要与我们的弟兄姐妹来相交
And then your joy will be complete.
那这样我们的喜乐能够充足
So brother and sister, look at our life once again.
所以弟兄姐妹我们来看看我们自己的生命
In the past week, are you very happy?
在过去这一礼拜，你是否有喜乐呢
？Are you full of stress？
或者是你觉得压力很大
？What do you delight yourself into doing？
那你是以什么事情为乐
？If you delight yourself in the worldly things, which cannot give you a lot of joy，
如果你只是以世界上的事物为乐的话，那其实这个不能给你什么喜乐。
You can try different things。
你可以试非常不同的东西。
You can delight yourself in the law。
但是你也可以以神为乐。
What does it mean？
这是什么意思
Delight in the Spirit.
就是你要以神的灵为乐
Let Holy Spirit fill you.
你要让神的灵来充满你
Pray more.
来祷告
You feel the difference.
那我们就会感觉不一样
Secondly, delight yourself in His Word.
第二就是我们要以神的话为乐
Let the Word of God which has life fill your mind.
因为神的话、神的道有生命能够来充满我们
Don't let the junk in the world fill your mind.
不要让这世界上的一些垃圾来充满我们。
You have to fill our mind with God's word.
我们要把我们的我们要以神的话来满足我们的心。
Your heart will feel so joyful.
这样子，我们心才会觉得有真正的喜乐。
Delight yourself in the body of Christ.
那第三，我们要以神的家来为乐。
And then we'll feel the difference.
那这样，我们也会有所改变。
And then God will give you the desire of your heart.
那如果这样行的话，神就会给我们心里所求的。
You don't even have to ask so much.
我们也不需要问太多，
求太多。God will give it to you.
因为神就会把这些东西给你。
Because you delight yourself in Him.
因为我们以神为乐。
Let's sing Him.
我们一起唱诗。
240.
240首。